Ontario NDP candidate Lisa Vezeau-Allen says she found out about her party's attack on the riding's Ontario PC candidate by reading it in the news. The Ontario NDP took aim at her opponent in a press release sent Sunday titled PC Parachute Candidate Chris Scott. Not from the North, not for the North. The release stated that Laurentian University requested $100 million of funding from the province for termination and severance payments, a request that was denied while Scott worked as Deputy Chief of Staff and Executive Director of Policy for the Minister of Colleges and Universities. As a result of Scott's decisions, Laurentian filed for bankruptcy in 2021, leading to the closure of 69 programs and the firing of 200 workers, with French language services particularly hard hit, said the NDP release. Scott responded on Sunday night by saying while he's focused on talking to the people of Sault Ste. Marie every day about their real concerns, challenges, and opportunities, the NDP is talking about me. He continued, earning the chance to be our community's voice at Queen's Park and deliver a better life is a much better use of my time than responding to the illogical and desperate accusations of the NDP. Immediately after the Algoma Youth Wellness Hub All Candidates meeting on Monday, Sue Today asked Vezeau-Allen to explain why a senior staff member would be held responsible for decisions made by the minister. She said her party kept her in the dark about the allegations and she distanced herself from them. To be very honest, the first I read of it was on Sue Today, Vezeau-Allen said. She added, I didn't write it. I didn't send it, would be my comment. Vezeau-Allen said the press release was sent from the party headquarters and claimed she was not involved in discussions about it. In a video interview posted on Sault Ste. Today on Monday, Vezeau-Allen declined to take shots at her opponent. That video was recorded prior to the news release sent by the Ontario NDP that took shots at her opponent. In the interview after the Youth Hub meeting, she reaffirmed that she doesn't want to speak negatively about her opponent. For myself, I think I've been very clear in terms of the other candidate. I really don't have any comment or opinion, said Vezeau-Allen. She added, any type of reduction in funding, any type of lack of resistance I think is unfortunate from any government, and that is what I will say. Scott was announced as the PC candidate on January 28. Members of the NDP's local riding association held a vote on January 30 to choose Vezeau-Allen to be their candidate. Dusange is the candidate for the Liberals. Jacob Jacques is running for the Green Party. Arnold Hino is running for the New Blue Party. And the Ontario Party candidate is Paul Froelich. Voters will head to the polls on February 27.